This is Rory from the Movie Magoos, here to look around at what's out of the movies this week on Fab FM.
Welcome to the review for Ready Player One. I walked out of this film and for several hours, I was still shaking with joy. They had this giant cardboard movie display for the film in the cinema foyer. I put my name on the bidding list to buy it. It's freaking massive. I don't know where I'm going to keep it, but I want it. I haven't wanted anything like that since I was a kid. So this movie actually made me feel like a kid again. And it's not that it's a kid's movie, although kids are going to love it. It's a movie that taps into that carefree time in your life when all you want to do is indulge in your favourite book or your favourite movie or video game. And it's Saturday and you have no homework and you're allowed to do that. That is how I felt after watching Ready Player One.
I only came here to escape. But I found something much bigger than just myself.
Okay, let's stop. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back. Back before I saw the film and began this review. I first heard about this story via a friend of mine who read the book. It sounded like a bit of fun. A teenage online video game player gets to drive the DeLorean from Back to the Future and fight villains from 80s and 90s pop culture. Yeah, sure, sounds fun. Shame they could never make it into a movie without getting sued by every studio in town. Then Steven Spielberg announced he was going to make it.
Can you feel this?
And then I started getting a bit excited.
Oh, yeah.
I am a big fan, and so is the main character of the book. So maybe they can make this movie. Okay, jump forward in time to opening day. Damn it! I couldn't see it opening day. I had to work a double shift for my day job. See, I'm a bit like Clark Kent in that regard, with a secret day job in the newsroom. So anyway, there I was, sitting in the cinema waiting for the lights to go down, and I'm starting to get nervous. You know that feeling you get when you want something to be good, but you're nervous that it will let you down? That your expectations are just too high? That's how I was starting to feel, this nervous excitement. It's been a long time since I've seen the DeLorean on the big screen, and the Back to the Future tattoo I have on my left arm is no joke. I want this movie to be good. And now I've seen it. And it is better than good. It is amazing.
It's better. I'll wave to you from the finish line. McFly.
So here's the official synopsis. In the year 2045, the real world is a harsh place. The only time Wade Watts truly feels alive is when he escapes to the Oasis, an immersive virtual universe where most of humanity spend their days. In the Oasis, you can go anywhere, do anything, be anyone, and the only limits are your imagination.
Tall, beautiful, scary, a different sex, different species, the limits are your own imagination.
The Oasis was created by the brilliant and eccentric James Halliday.
Hello, if you're watching this, I'm dead.
Who left his immense fortune and total control of the Oasis to the winner of a three-part contest.
I created a hidden object, an Easter egg. The first person to find the egg will inherit $500 billion and total control of the Oasis itself.
When Wade conquers the first challenge of the reality-bending treasure hunt, he and his friends, aka the High Five, are hurled into a fantastical universe of discovery and danger to save the Oasis.
Save the Oasis.
Save the world.
Sounds pretty wild, right? It's way more wild than you're probably imagining. Steven Spielberg's a unique filmmaker in that he really excels when he is given no boundaries, where he can move the camera exactly how he wants and get really imaginative. I think of him as a filmmaker who's able to capture his imagination on film. And what Steven Spielberg can dream up is something to behold. This film is a perfect example of that.
Come with me.
Okay, so I've been focusing on the visuals of the film. Let's talk about the story. The main plot, boy wants to win contest, so dickweed corporate bad guy can't ruin it for everyone, is a fun plot. It's got a great bad guy, Ben Mendelsohn.
Who is this Parzival, and how the hell is he winning?
Ben Mendelsohn is almost hilarious as Sorrento. In one scene, he proudly declares, "We've determined that we'll be able to fill 80% of the user's display with advertising before inducing seizures." And he's proud of that fact. So, yeah, we want to see this guy lose it all.
The Oasis,
the world's most important economic resource.
It's nothing less than a war.
As fun as that all is, it's the subplots that this film delivers that really got me invested. The creator of the Oasis, the mysterious James Halliday, he's left behind a bunch of clues within his own memories, and these memories can be accessed through a kind of virtual time window. It's interesting because we really get to see the heart and soul of this mysterious, lonely genius, the god of this fantasy world. It's something we never got to see with Willy Wonka, a similarly genius world creator.
A hidden key, a leap not taken. Retrace your steps, escape your past, and the key will be yours at last.
Small side note, although Mark Rylance was eventually cast as Halliday, and he is fantastic in this role, Spielberg initially went after Gene Wilder himself to play the role of Halliday. Willy Wonka was almost the man who built this world. Just take a moment to imagine what that might have been like. That might have just been too much for me. Too many perfect things all coming together in one movie. I may have blissed out in a fit of giddy happiness right there in the cinema. Okay, now it is time for my final thoughts. There's a lot of pop culture references and in-jokes here. I'm sure that there's a lot of video game references that I just didn't pick up on that younger generations would get a real kick out of. But none of that is integral to the plot. It's all just colour. It doesn't hijack the plot, and it won't make you feel out of the loop if you don't know the references. There's enough here for everybody. For me, seeing the DeLorean racing the old-school Batmobile and the Tron bike while evading a T-Rex and King Kong was enough to send me into jaw-aching Happyville. I was literally agape watching this film. I was gasping at the thrills, getting nerd giggles at all the jokes. I really was into this. Ready Player One is incredibly feel-good. Not feel-good in a cheesy Love Actually kind of way. Now, I mean the way you might have felt when watching classic movie adventures when you were a kid. You feel the wonder and the thrills.
Be anyone, without going anywhere at all.
This film speaks to the heart of dreamers, of anyone who has chosen to lose themselves in the fantasy of their favourite book, or movie, or video game. This film is about that joy. But it's about more than just that. It's also about how we find happiness. I think this will give hope to the disconnected and to the lonely. It might inspire courage to reach out and connect with new people, as well as people from our own lives that make us truly happy. It made me want to go home and turn off the TV and kiss my girl more. This movie inspired me to live life.
Found a cause.
And like I said, it also inspired me to buy that giant cardboard standee they had in the cinema foyer.
This is Rory from the movie Magoos. See you for the next review on Fab FM.
Because it's fab. I love it.